bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Hi, I'm Sophia Gonzalez, and today I will be reading you a submission from Ciclista Zine. Ciclista Zine was created to fight back against the patriarchy in cycling culture that is predominantly white, cis, and male. They're here to encourage participation and to encourage folks to take up space in cycling. Liberation on Stolen Land by L. Kling. I'm a queer, non-binary, mixed-race person of color. When I am on my bike away from the city, I feel free. I feel liberated. I feel far from the guy who grabbed my hand on the bus, the catcallers, the white women who assume I'm not qualified for my job, the cis folks who aggressively gender me, and white people who ask me where I'm really from. I feel like the trees and the rocks and the water don't care where I'm from. Outside is a place where I'm just allowed to be. Femme, trans women, FTW, are proficient at creating spaces for ourselves. Online spaces, the space between two friends over tea, events and art that celebrate our voices. We are adept at creating these spaces because in a cis, hetero, patriarchal world that does not see us as normal, powerful, or natural, making space is a survival mechanism. We make our own spaces or we die. Alone, in fractured corners of isolated shame and dysphoria. We are always at the vanguard of language and social and racial justice because we are affected the most by violent, gendered, and racialized language. We claim and make spaces and languages to describe our reality, and eventually, hopefully, the rest of the world catches on. I sit by this creek with my toes in the burbling water, tree leaves dappling the large round rock I'm sitting on. I'm healing myself by giving myself this time outside. My bike is quiet, waiting patiently. Traffic and responsibilities are distant. My phone is off and I'm scribbling on a pad of hot pink paper. I'm breathing and thinking about how making space for ourselves outside conflicts intersects with our existence on stolen and occupied land. When I think about making space for myself as a person of color, femme trans woman who is not indigenous to the occupied Dakota and Anishinaabe territory of Minneapolis where I live, I sometimes think about the Outside is Free campaign and themes of liberation and exploring the outdoors. I think these messages resonate because nature is a place that holds me and all of my identities without judgment, but they also dangerously promote a false narrative that nature is empty, untouched, and there for discovery or to be conquered. I think the outdoor industry is so guilty of creating this narrative while creating more barriers for people of color and original people to connect with nature in sacred and recreational ways. The industry does not represent us beyond tokenizing us as marketing material. The industry has created an expectation that expensive gear is a necessity. The industry has promoted climbing and otherwise desecrating sacred places. I claim space from the outdoor industry when I bike down trails, dip myself in water, and listen to trees in the wind. I resist the siren song of outdoor liberation without responsibility by swapping and buying gear secondhand, picking up trash, naming the land I'm on. I am calling my community in to have more conversation about the tensions around what it means to obtain our liberation on stolen and occupied land. Please listen to Indigenous voices on this topic. As we engage in processes of reconciliation, it is critical that land acknowledgments don't become a token gesture. They're not meant to be static, scripted statements that every person must recite in exactly the same way. They are expressions of relationship, acknowledging not just the territories someone is on, but that person's connection to that land based on knowledge that has been shared with them. Learn about the land you are on and learn from Indigenous people. The editor from Ciclista Zine wrote this. Ciclista Zine is a manifestation of our communities, activism on a bike, which empowers us to embrace our politicized bodies and riot on the road. If we don't share our stories of our relationships with cycling spaces, the lack of WTF, BIPOC, and queer representation in bicycling media will persist. We truly believe the bicycle continues to be a symbol that empowers people and mobility. This is the message we should fight for marginalized communities around the world. You can find out more information about Ciclista Zine at ciclistazine.com and follow them on Facebook or Instagram.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.